behind Blue Eyes. I walked into the ring, the eWrestling.org champion. I pulled out a chair, I took a seat, and then I made a challenge. A challenge that has been accepted here tonight. I told the world that I was the only champion that mattered, that my belt was not going to be stripped of its recognition, that my sacrifices would not be for nothing, that they would not be drained of their meaning, and their worth, by corporate vampires. I said that I would not throw down my title, and I would not stop calling it the World Heavyweight title. I said that it would have to be pride from my cold, dead hand. Well, tonight, I stand here, no longer a champion. I'm not dead, but I sure didn't feel very alive when the belt was taken from me after Sam Natus plunged me to the floor from the apron through fire and lumber. You see, I lost my title that night, and I could come out here tonight, and I could bitch about how it went down. I could whine and complain. I could say how unfair the match was, how I got jumped from behind, how I was unprepared and exhausted after wrestling Matt McClain just moments before. I could say that the referee was crooked, that the pin happened outside the ring, and then I got screwed. But then, well, then it starts sounding a lot like Rick Righteous. And I think that having one man like him around here is already far too many of us. So instead, I will do something different. I will pass the torch, so to speak, and simply say, congratulations, Sam Natus, on 6 years of sacrifice and hard work, on bleeding buckets of blood, spilling pools of tears, and sweating your ass off for all of these people and the right to hold that title. But before I move on with my points, let me offer you some advice. Enjoy the time while you have it, because the sacrifices you made over those 6 years will be nothing compared to the hell you will now go through as champion. The way you won the title is your cross to bear and yours alone. But don't worry, I won't be seeking a rematch, Sam. No, no, no. You see, as I stood up from the wreckage, I felt naked without that title. But the fans then rose to their feet, chanting, thank you, Lee Ripley. Clapping their hands, yelling at the top of their lungs, and showing me that they still loved me, and that they still respected me, that I'm still the man around here, and that I'm still the man to beat in BACW, belt or no belt. So as I laid in my hospital bed, getting fixed up from the second degree burns, I thought to myself, and I decided, instead of butting heads with Rick Righteous time and time again, instead of coming for revenge on you, Natus, or you, Batee, instead of continuing the saga with Matt McClain, where he tries to break me, tries to beat me, and thinks that making me count when it doesn't count is worth anything, instead of all of that, I'm going to move on in a new direction. Take the next chapter of my life outside of BACW. You see, BACW is my home. I'm still under contract here, and I will continue to wrestle here. But I just need to see if I can be as dominant outside of it as I have been here. You see, although I no longer hold the goal, I still remain one of the most dominant wrestlers in BACW's history. I've beaten them all. The who's who of this company. From David Obsidian Vance, to Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, to Daryl Bedore, to Havoc, to Matt McClain, to Rick Righteous himself. La Sombra, everyone. I went through the Hall of Fame members one by one by one. I took them out, and I made a name for myself. And one fluke, will not change who I am or what I mean to this company or this sport. So now, I seek to become the same man on a bigger scale in the WFWA. And tonight, as my challenge has been answered, I will start my journey and my conquest to do that. Tonight, I battle Doug Lyman. And you see, Dougie, I could stand here and I could list all the reasons why I might beat you. I could tell the world why I should beat you and explain to all the members of the WFWA why the new kid on the block had the balls to make an open challenge to anybody, not just in the WFWA, but the NWA and all other federations around the world. I could say why I was going to walk it with victory tonight, but I don't have the time to go into all these reasons. In fact, the time to wrap me up right now. So, tonight, in this very ring, we will go one-on-one, nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes. And I'll walk it with the win. For the same reason, I always walk it with the win. And that is because I'm Lee Real.
Located in the place where Extreme was born, Brooklyn, New York, we are watching BACW's TVMA, presented by eWrestling.org, your number one choice for both resource and fantasy wrestling. I'm the promo machine, and we are jam-packed from floor to ceiling, and it feels like the fans are stacked one on top of the other. Seriously, folks, I haven't seen a stomp hall like this since BACW opened its doors back in February of 1999. Tonight's main event will feature our brand new BACW Northeastern Regional Champion Matt McClain as he is forced to defend his championship against his Mid-South Syndicate partner Malik Johnson. BACW owner Mr. Petit is desperately trying to get into the head of Matt McClain, but something tells me that McClain isn't going to change the answers no matter how many times Petit changes the questions. In fact, let's take you back to WWA Summer Games. Let's take you back to the show that took place just a few days ago, and let's revisit what happened when Matt McClain and Mr. Petit clashed heads.
Oh, hold on, Candace. You don't need to ask man the questions. I'm going solo on this one. Did you see what I did, WWA? Did you see my latest acquisition? Did you see Mike Bell just take the brutality to Matty McClain? Well, Matty, I hope you ain't paralyzed, because at our October 1st show, you want to come in here during Summer Games, the biggest show WWA has to offer, and ruin my relationship with the front office? Let me tell you something, you little punk. Not only did your comments before your match cost me to be fined, but it also put BACW in a very, very poor position for Madame McLean to show my loyalty to WWA and the Brotherhood of Federations. McLean, at our next TVMA show, you will face the natural Mark Bell in a no-holds-barred Texas bull rope match. And let me remind you, son, now that you defeated Todd Nightmare Knight for that Northeastern Regional title in that very same night, I'm scratching Todd Knight from the show, and you will replace him, and you will be defending that title against your Mid-South Syndicate teammate, Malik Johnson. Two matches, Matty Boy. You got me two times, so I'm giving it to you two times. And as you contemplate what October 1st, Matty McLean, is going to bring to you career-wise, when it's all said and done, Matty McLean, camera, zoom into my eyes. Matty McLean, I hope you enjoy my brutality.
Enjoy his brutality indeed, Matt McLean. What have you done to, I don't even know what to say. What have you done to raise the dander up of our owner, Mr. Batty? And what can I say other than when this thing between Mr. Batty and Matt McLean reaches a breaking point, something's going to have to give, and chances are it's not going to be the Crippler. And speaking of challenges, in our co-main event of the evening, eWrestling.org will unify its championship with BACW, creating a brand new Ruler of the Roost when BACW representative Sam Goddamn Natus goes one-on-one with eWrestling.org's number one man, the Messiah Rick Righteous. Recently, these two men have set their differences aside by performing in WWE Summer Games, but tonight, trust me when I say, it's going to be one hell of a match, and it's definitely one that's going to go down in the record books. But speaking of WWA, former World Heavyweight Champion Lee Real has agreed to an interfederational bout with Doug Weinkoop, and not a lot is known about Doug Weinkoop other than he is a very crafty wrestler who doesn't seem to be worried at all about the skills of absolute Lee Real. But some are saying maybe he should. Maybe as far as Lee Real goes, Doug Weinkoop should be very, very concerned. As for Lee Real, he has openly admitted the transition from champion to challenger has taken its toll on his psyche, and Lee Real all but understands that if he loses this one to Weinkoop, his chances of making a run at the WWA World Heavyweight Championship will pretty much go up in smoke. Handicap bout precedes Lee Real versus Weinkoop contest, with the winner receiving a BACW Heavyweight Championship match against either Rick Righteous or Sam Goddamn Natus. But the big question mark has to be, who are the Cheatown Bullies, and what did Org Lambert do to deserve this unfair handicap stipulation? The rumor mill on this booking has dried up, but in the weeks to come, I have been told that the Cheatown Bullies are supposed to be making quite a big splash, both here in BACW and in WWA. And in the opening match of the evening, the Spectre will do battle with Arthur Dexter Bradley. And come to think of it, I wonder if we're ever going to get hold of those test... Hold on. Fans, I'm very sorry for the interruption, but I have just been told that the Spectre, who is furious at Mr. Batty over losing his championship belt last month to Rick Righteous at Behind Blue Eyes, is storming his way over to Mr. Batty's office right now, where our BACW owner is getting sent to read Arthur Dexter Bradley's steroid results. Oh my God, let's go to the back. You know what, we don't want to miss a thing. That's it, cut the feed, camera. Cut the feed and go into the back.
They can't be right. No, this can't be right. No, it can't. Oh, good Lord, what am I going to do with these test results? Dang it, son, you promised me this wasn't going to be a problem when you signed that contract. Oh, my job don't get any easier. Come on in, the door's open. Dang it, are you deaf? Come on in, the door's open. Oh, you don't make me get up out of my chair. Dang it, I said, are you deaf? Come on in! Holy purple hair crap! What the hell?
Come here, you little shit!
Oh, hey, Spectre, don't touch it! It's my time!
About two wrong words away from me snapping your neck.
Oh, okay, Spectre! Spectre! Spectre, what's with all the hostility? Good Lord, what did I do? Have you lost your mind? Why are you...
Listen,
I'm the one with my hand wrapped around your throat, Petit. So you will shut your mouth and you will listen to what I have to say, or I will make you the former VACW owner.
No! Spectre, you have the marital problems again! I told you that purple hair was a bad idea, but the dog... Spectre, it's not really a dog, it's a hyena! I told you, boy!
So, this is your idea of shaking things up in VACW? Are you that paranoid about losing money or your precious BACW that you screw people out of titles just to have a change of pace, change of pace? I've got news for you, Petit.
The worst thing you could have done was to allow the son of a bitch, Rick Righteous, to win the BACW title.
No one wants him to have another title, bro.
Nobody.
Except his three little butt buddies, McLean, Melly, and the biggest Rick Righteous ass licker.
Yeah.
I overheard you and Rick laughing and exciting last month about how I had no idea what was going on. Well, looks like a conspiracy involving Malik Johnson and obviously you to handed it to him, handed Ricky the BACW title, that was in full motion. But this whole scam does nothing but tea, except turn Rick Righteous' credibility into a huge pile of shit. Ricky still can't win on his own, and he never will. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what sort of stunt you're trying to pull, or if that religious harlot Ricky got in your pants pocket. But last month, I made a venting, and now I'm the fucking warm-up match against that roided-up Daryl Dissolve wannabe. Then, whoa, what happened? You make sure things go your way and turn the card on its fucking ear so that Malik Johnson, another friend of Rick Righteous, and Todd Knight square off for the Northeast title. Well, how fucking convenient is that? But you know what? Since I'm the opening match, and since I'll have so much time on my hands, I'm gonna make sure that he isn't successful tonight. I've hated him since the day he's been in BACW, and he's going to be sorry ever became blimp on my radar screen. Little blimp, 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 there he is.
Kill him, kill him, kill the blimp, kill the blimp.
Spectre, please, I'm a delicate man, Spectre. Let me go.
You're not worth it. But just remember this, Petit. I told you so. I told you what would happen if you got on my bad side. And you sure as hell did. Let me be the first to welcome to the very beginning of your totally devastating nightmare.
Oh!
So that's how it's gonna be, Spectre, huh? And then let the games begin, son! Oh, my neck! Oh, my throat! Security! Where's my security?